Okay, now it's time to open up discussion. I want to talk about how does God inspire you to create? Whatever you create, whether it's a blog post or an anchor segment or a podcast or YouTube channel, whatever it is that you create, even a product or something that's not even particularly Christian, how does God inspire you to create? I'm curious, what do you, how do you, how does that happen? I mean, do you like brainstorm? Do you go like, okay, I'm gonna figure something out that I'm gonna do now. I'm gonna sit here and I'm not gonna get up until either God inspires me or I think of something or something like that. Or do you just find your inspiration in everywhere? Do you just like go to the coffee shop and you're like, boom, I need to write an article about this? Or, you're walking down the street and you're like, this would make a good anchor segment. Or is it just you're just that one of those people that you just always have an idea? The moment you sit down to do something, you're there, you know exactly what needs to be done, you just go for it. So I just love to hear your thoughts on that. I was just reading a Bible plan about this topic, and the writer of the Bible plan was kind of saying the way that it worked for, say, C.S. Lewis and a lot of other creators is it's just kind of just God gives it to you without even trying sometimes. Again, it varies for people as far as I know. I just love to hear from you guys about that. Stay tuned. I'm Chase Carrington, and you're listening to The Chase Carrington Show.
Hey, Chase, for me, inspiration and creativity, that just comes from being alone. And I don't necessarily mean, being alone in prayer or anything like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's good. But it could just be driving down the road by myself. It could be being outside cutting the grass or doing yard work or anything where I can just be alone with my thoughts and really with God and just being able to think about things and meditate on things. Honestly, that's where I get some of my best ideas. So sometimes I say, if I'm preparing a message or sermon or whatever, that I need to go out and cut the grass the day before, because it just honestly, that's where I get some of my best inspiration. So for me, it's just about finding some time, somehow, some way, to be alone.
Yes, Shane, being alone just in silence is usually very conducive to creativity, and glad to hear about that's your way of finding inspiration. And I kind of agree with that. That sometimes happens to me too, but the problem is I really hate silence. So frequently, if I'm alone, I turn on a video or I listen to a lecture or podcast or something, music. And sometimes I don't really get a chance to think much or be alone. And I'm trying to change that more. And probably the time that I'm truly just in thought and in silence is probably when I mow the lawn, like you mentioned. That's the time when I do get quite a few good ideas. So I got to consider taking a little more time of just silence, alone, just with my thoughts and God. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your way, the way that God inspires you. Thank you for calling in so much. I'm Chase Carrington, and you're listening to the Chase Carrington Show, call-in show.